Hello and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Automatic Male Masturbator Sex Toys for Men, High Speed and 7 Thrusting Modes, Adult Toys Male Masturbators, Penis Pump, Men's Sex Toys, Male Stroker White from Fioa Store. So thank you, Fioa Store. This is a really interesting toy. It's got a lot going on superficially, but it's a very simple toy, but it's dirt cheap. So let's talk about it. All right. A lot of things to talk about. So this is what, it doesn't look like much. This thing is extremely dense and extremely well made. This doesn't feel cheap at all. There's a lot of interesting bells and whistles in this toy, which you wouldn't expect at all for a toy in this price point. So first of all, the design's really cool. It's got this like red, it has a like an elastic strap to help you hold on to it. And it, you know, it doesn't do much. You just slide your fingers in, but it helps you so you don't drop the toy. And it's pretty stretchy, but it's not like it doesn't get in the way. But yeah, that's there you go. So first thing, we have like a little strap to help you hang on to it. Number two, the power button has like a guard on it, so you don't accidentally turn it off. So this reminds me of, I used to have like a flight stick for my computer to play flight simulators back in the day, and this was like the missile button. So in order to launch the missiles, you'd have to open that up, and then you could hit the missile button, and that way you didn't accidentally launch your missiles when you didn't want to. So this has like a missile launch button, and that's just the power button. The other two buttons, I don't know if you can see this. This one has up and down arrows. This cycles through the thrust modes. And then the one with the two up arrows, this makes it go to its max settings. And that's all it does. This is just a thrusting toy. It doesn't spin. It doesn't tighten. It doesn't, shoot lube on your cock or anything. It just thrusts. And it's fine. But the other thing is you're probably wondering, well, what's this? Is this some kind of like suction release? You would think that, wouldn't you? You would think that this is like a sucking thrusting toy, and this is the suction release, and you turn it and it pops up and then it releases the air pressure from the suction. That's what you would think. This is a speaker. So when you're using the toy, if you open up this speaker port, you can hear the moan. You don't even need a headset. Normally there's like a headphone jack and you plug your headphones in, you can listen to these highly compressed Sega Genesis style, Chinese girl moans. But now all you gotta do is like twist and the speaker pops up and you can hear the Sega Genesis highly compressed Chinese girl moans like that. And this is just a thrusting toy. It's crazy. And it only costs $27. That's so cheap. Like, you can't even get a pocket. Well, you could get like a cheap pocket pussy for about $20. But to get like a fleshlight style pocket pussy that has like a plastic shell, because the thing about pocket pussy, it's very, very floppy and everything. You can feel your hand. So you put the pocket pussy into a plastic shell. That way you can't feel your hand anymore. And that's going to cost you something like $30-$40. You know, it's under $50, but it's closer to, $30 or $40 than to $20. This is $27, and it's a thrusting toy with a speaker, and I'm not even done yet. There's another thing. Again, these little touches, these little superficial touches. The cap for the insert has a hole in it and a little channel. This is for a warming rod. So they make these USB-powered warming rods that you put them in the USB port and the rod warms up to about human body temperature, and you can put it into a toy and then it warms the toy up to where when you use it, it feels like a human being's body and not like a cold piece of rubber. I've never seen a cap with an integrated warming rod hole and USB cord slot. Now, it doesn't come with a warming rod, but the cap has a warming rod hole, which, when you're going to make a cap, that doesn't cost you any more to put a warming rod hole and a channel for the USB cord, but I've just never seen it done before. All right, so other thing, the insert is held in by pretty powerful magnets. So normally when it comes to these sorts of, smush toys or thrust toys, you got to kind of force the insert down into a cage or something. This one, the magnets grip it and hold it. So the way to take the insert out is it locks in place. You got to kind of move it to the side like that to snap it, and then you pull it out, but you have to like really pull because it's held on by these magnets. I think you can see those magnets at the bottom. So those magnets hold this insert in place very powerfully. So you don't have to worry about struggling with a cage. So just to show you the function of the toy, I mean, it's not going to be anything you haven't seen a million times. I'm going to turn the toy on. Okay, and we're going to just hit and that's it. That's all it does. It thrusts. So you hit the full speed button. This is it at its max settings. That's all it does. Let me turn it off. All right. So the way these toys work is this cap stays with it. This cap doesn't move. It's this part that moves, and it basically, this is what I call it, a smush toy, because this part is thrusting, but this part is smushing. So it doesn't feel like sex. Like when you're having sex with someone, her vagina or anus, if you're in whatever you're into, it's not like half of it is smushing and half of it is thrusting. You know, it's all moving together or whatever. So it doesn't necessarily feel like sex. I guess it could feel like oral sex. In fact, this insert has a uvula in the back, which is like that bump in the back of your throat. It's a very kind of iconic feature of the throat. So this is modeled after a mouth. It has a uvula in the back of the insert. Now, one note about this insert. This hard plastic ring is fused into the insert, as well as this hard plastic base. So you're not going to be able to turn this inside out for purposes of cleaning. You're going to have to just rinse it out and kind of dump it like a cup, and maybe like stuff a towel into it in order to clean it. You're not going to be able to just turn. Usually I turn these inside out, clean it inside and out, dry it, call it a day. But this one, it won't let you do that. But other than that, really easy to clean, really easy to put back together because the magnets do all the work. You saw how easy I put that back together. Then you just put the cap back on. You know, you can put the warming rod in, run the USB cord, plug that in. It'll warm the toy up. And then when you're ready, you can put your hand through the strap, and you don't even have to like grip it very tightly because the strap will keep you from dropping it. So yeah, this is a really cool toy. Oh, it's also USB-C charged. So it does come with a USB-C cable, which I always appreciate because, again, my phone uses the USB-C cable, and those cost like $15, $20. So if I can get a free USB-C cable with a sex toy, then I don't have to buy them for my phone when they break or I lose them or something, which is always cool. Anyway, so very robust, very feature. Oh, you know what? I didn't show you the moans. Let me turn that on. So you can get the... Okay, so this is going. I'm going to turn the moans on by opening up the speaker. You can hear it? Yeah, it's not that good. Yeah, let me put it next to the microphone so you can get the full experience. Anyway, all right, so that's it. And then to turn it off, you gotta lift the missile launcher thing and then you turn it off. Okay, so there we go. So for $27, this is amazing. Now, this, I would rate this, you know, for all the features it has, I'd say this is like a $50 toy. This is a solid $50 toy. It only thrusts. It doesn't thrust, spin, suck, warm, all that stuff. However, it does have the hole for the warming rod, so it can warm if you already own a warming rod. But as just a strictly thrusting toy, it's very well made, very robust. It has the speakers. It has all these additional little touches. And it's less than $30. So I don't know how they can charge so little for this toy, because this is such a well-made toy. Is it the best toy I've ever used? Absolutely not. It's a very basic smush toy, which were never my favorite to begin with. But even if it take all the features out of it, You could just use it like a fleshlight. Just, you know, the toy isn't going to do much of the work because it's just kind of smushing. But you can just jerk off with it like it's a fleshlight. And it's about the same price as a fleshlight, but it has all these features that a fleshlight doesn't have. So you're getting more for the same price. So is this the best smush toy or sex toy I've ever used? No. Is this the best sub-$30 fleshlight with all these additional touches? Yeah. This is a great sub-$30 toy. So keeping its price point in mind, this is a great buy. If you're looking for, like, the best of the best, no, this isn't the best of the best. But for sub-$30, I can't think of too many toys that are this good for this price. So anyway, I don't have a coupon code. It's already on sale. If you use the link, and I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure if the discount is due to the link or if it's already discounted, I don't know. But if you use the link, it's already discounted. So you're going to get the toy for about $28, which is really good for what it is. So anyway, thank you, Fioia Store, for sending me this toy. I appreciate the sponsorship. You don't have to use the coupon code. Just use the link. It'll take you straight to Amazon and just buy it and we're good. That's all you got to do. And you'll get your toy. It's less than $30. Everyone wins. Anyway, that's it. Thank you, Fioia Store, for sending me the toy. Enjoy the rest of your day. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching and I'll see you next time.